Welcome to Eureka Street Crypto. This is my anti-professional crypto channel. I'm just a barely sane dude who fell down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole. This channel is my fumbling attempt to communicate myself outside my own head about my journey in the crypto space. It is basically my brain dump. None of this is actual financial advice.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Eureka John, and you are at Eureka Street Crypto, broadcasting live from Leander, Texas. It is 5:27 in the morning on December 2nd, 2021. And this is my video blog, aka Morning Brain Dump. I do this every single morning just to update myself and the world on what I learned in crypto the previous day, because the crypto is an ever-changing, ever-evolving space, and you can never think you know everything about crypto. So no matter what background you are coming into crypto, you're new, you know, at least for this decade. So, in the past 10 years. So, yeah, no matter who you are, you're new unless you're pretty much like a super OG like Satoshi Nakamoto or something. And we don't know where he is. So, welcome to my show. Let's start out here. I'm not sponsored by anybody. I'm not shilling anything. I don't know technical analysis, so I can't do any of those pretty charts. I do kind of look at the CoinGecko standings for a little bit, but to me, it's just kind of like looking at the standings in the back of the newspaper. I just take a look. Yeah. Look for kind of just general overarching patterns. You know, if something weird pops up, like for instance, crypto.com jumped up to number 14. You know, that's kind of weird. When Shiba Inu jumped up, I was just like, oh, that's odd. I'm not just sitting there trying to nitpick and trying to, you know, get down and, you know, make predictions, all this stuff. I don't even really care about price that much. I mean, I do. I mean, we all want to, you know, do well off of this stuff in the same way that people wanted to do well off of the early dot-com era back in the mid-90s. So, you know, you want the technology to grow. The early investors in Amazon definitely wanted Amazon to grow. And sometimes it looked pretty hopeless back in the day. I mean, it's kind of how I feel right now. You know, Ethereum is one of those too. You know, it's right now with the fines and not the fines. It kind of feels like a fine. The fees, the gas price is so high. It's really discouraged a lot of people in the space who were previously Ethereum heads, or it's added a lot of fuel to people who are anti-Ethereum as far as the gas fees. But the way I see it, you know, it's growing pains. There's a lot of amazing stuff happening on Ethereum. All the bridges point to Ethereum. Even WebAssembly language and Wasm, Cosm, Wasm, all that talks to Ethereum virtual machines. Every single other different blockchain has made themselves to be Ethereum compatible. DeFi, for the most part, is on Ethereum. NFTs, for the most part, is on Ethereum, except for Theta puts out some really good NFTs. Tezos has some really good NFTs. Wax has good NFTs. So, I mean, there are other NFT markets, but Ethereum definitely dominates the space. I think Ethereum is going through growing pains right now. They're trying to figure out how to scale. They have some amazing developers working on things like rollups and layer two solutions, which I believe are going to, you know, if you don't do your homework on rollups now, there are several projects out there in rollups that don't have tokens. You know, for instance, Arbitrum, ZK rollups, ZK Sync, sorry, you know, Optimism and stuff like that, Starkware. So to look into that stuff. They don't have tokens yet. And when one of those dominoes falls, they'll all come falling afterwards, and they'll be doing airdrops and all types of stuff. And it might end up just raining money for a lot of people who were in it earlier. And if you need proof, I mean, just look at the ENS domain name services. A lot of people right now are sitting on around $7,000 to $8,000 worth of ENS tokens because of that airdrop. Then the Uniswap token airdrop was one of those instances as well, the 1-inch one. So it pays to be early in the space and to be curious about all these new technological developments. And yes, some will peel away, some will be scams. I mean, it's just part of the territory. This is going west, and it's not for everybody, right? My biggest fear about getting into the crypto space originally was being labeled one of those crypto people, you know, because you see, I mean, they're kind of like CrossFit people and vegans, you know, it's like, how do you know a crypto head whenever whenever you meet them? It's because they won't, they'll mention it in the first five sentences of you meeting them, right? It's kind of how the stereotype goes, especially with CrossFit people and vegans. Oh my God. Yeah, you know, like more power to them. You know, you're getting fit or you're doing something healthy for yourself, but you know, you don't got to sit there and mention it every 10 words in your sentences when you're talking to them. And the same goes for crypto people too. I try not to shove crypto on other people, even though I believe that this will help save them from the eventual inevitable financial demise of the dollar. And for all of these people, you know, putting all their money into these, you know, 401 savings accounts and, you know, just, yeah, depending on the government, you know, and all this stuff, and depending on the almighty dollar, well, you're going to be a little disappointed, you know. I mean, already look at your bank account, savings account. I mean, what are you getting, like 0.1% at best? You know, that's high yield. So you can easily just change those dollars over to maybe something like USDC and then put it up on something like Celsius or BlockFi or any other, even centralized, you know, even centralized exchanges like crypto.com. have places where you can, you know, put away, and they just do tradition. They don't even like stake it to help secure the system or anything like that. They just, they literally take your stable coins that you want to get interest on in a savings account, and they do what banks do, except they give you back a larger percentage. A bank will give you back 0.1%. What banks do whenever you have a savings account is they take your money and they go invest it in other places. They get large amounts of interest from it, and then they give you 0.1%. Well, at least crypto savings accounts will give you like 4 to 8%, you know, of that, because, you know, they're probably making like 16 to 30%, right? So I don't know. But I mean, if you want to go a step further, then you can invest in some of these other type of DeFi platforms and get higher APYs, borrow against it, and then lock what you've borrowed out into other DeFi platforms and then get double the interest. I mean, there's a world of possibilities out there, which you can do whenever you have control of your own finances. However, it does take a certain amount of personal responsibility. And I know people in our day and age do not like those two words, personal responsibility. But you have to keep a hold of your seed phrase. You know, you have to make sure that that is locked up. You have to watch out for hackers and scammers and all that type of stuff. You have to be vigilant about your own finances, and you know, the corporations aren't going to do it all for you. So it takes that amount of personal responsibility. So enough of the barking and the preaching. Let's see here. Where are we at? Let me refresh this page because sometimes I just let CoinGecko sit open on my computer. So yeah, see, there's $1,000 difference right there. $56,261.49 as Bitcoin. Ethereum is sitting at $4,516.01. The all-time high was 4,800 and something on November 10th. Binance coin, 616.22, Tether, 99 cents. That's a stable coin. Solana, 226.29, Cardano, $1.58, XRP. I don't know why you're still in number seven, but you are. 96 cents. I got to hand it to the XRP army. I mean, they are dedicated. They will hold that XRP to their grave. Let's see here. USDC, 99 cents, a stable coin. Polkadot, 35.58. The Doge, 21 cents. Avalanche, $116.86. Terra, 62.04. The Sheebs, some weird number, well below 0.0000024234. Okay. Crypto.com, 71 cents. And then wrapped Bitcoin, it's another thing people are doing. People are taking their Bitcoin because it doesn't allow smart contracts on there, and they're wrapping it up on Ethereum platforms. And so they're borrowing against those wrapped Bitcoin tokens in order to participate in DeFi. So it drives the Bitcoin maxis completely nuts that somebody would take their Bitcoin and put it on Ethereum. But you know what? When it comes to making money, it doesn't really matter what tribe you're in. How much money are you making? And so I don't know. I mean, I, you know, I'm not trying to be holier than thou, but you know, I am in it for the tech, and like I said at the beginning, kind of investing in it for the long haul and really wanting to follow where all this is going, Web3 and everything like that. And I kind of a mantra as of late has been Web3, not crypto, Web3. So crypto are the people that sit there and obsess over the charts. They try to beat the markets. They try to trade. They're in it specifically for the price appreciation and the speculation. I love the whole idea of decentralized ID. I love the idea of owning my own data. So there's a lot of power to that. However, there is a little caveat. If you try to mix all that with AI, it could be some potential problems in the future. So I'll be watching all this closely. And, you know, I've been reading books and articles on AI and crypto and stuff like that. You know, we always try to envision, because whenever new technology comes around, it seems a little scary, you know. So We envision these dystopian futures. I mean, people have envisioned dystopian futures for even the technology we have now. You know, I mean, read some of these old books, but it's just human ingenuity and human desire and yearning for liberty always seeps through. So the people that try to oppress that and the institutions that try to oppress that are always on the wrong side of history. Censorship is always on the wrong side of history. So segregation and discrimination is always on the wrong side of history, even if it's for your own good and for your own health and safety. All right. So anyway, let's scroll on down. Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't feel like going down through crypto charts today. Yesterday, last night, I stayed up pretty late and, you know, well, I mean, late, I stayed up till like 10 o'clock. Okay. relatively speaking, I do get up early. So as you see, it's 5:38 in the morning, right? So 10 o'clock is kind of late for me, you know, but I stayed up late last night because I wanted to jump on and check out. Let's see here. Let me pull up this window so you can see here. I wanted to go to the Rainbow Rolls Discord server and check out this Gitcoin Grants Round 12 party Wednesday, December 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern time. It was 8 o'clock. And they had this rapper on, Louis C. Rhymes, NFT rapper. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty interesting thing. So I bought one of his NFTs yesterday. And I bought two. I bought one during the actual party. And then I bought one earlier in the day. It was 0.03 Ethereum. Gas was super cheap last night. I went ahead and bought one of these NFTs. But the cool thing about these NFTs is they incorporate music with it. So not only is it a generative NFT. So for instance, here's the one I bought here, this Hip Hop Heads. This is the second one I bought. But it generates the different caps, the different lips and eyes and, you know, and everything like that. But in addition, he's mixing audio into it. And so it generates... It picks from certain different audio clips and it picks, you know, according to rarity, and everything has rarity and all the different characteristics that you would find in a generative NFT. And so, you know, it's the first of its kind that I've seen. I mean, there could be other things out there, so correct me if I'm wrong, but let's listen to this real quick. I need an IPA and a savage yawn. Won't stop till I'm rich with a happy home. Got a plot and a stick and it has to grow. And I'ma mark my spot like a plastic cone. I hold back no more. It's not rational. Try to prohibit this. I'm like Al Capone and I'm packed to go. Knocking at the dough. And y'all can't touch this hammer flow. Never gonna look back. Never gonna run back. I just need to take my time. Never gonna look back. Never gonna run back. I just need a break. I'm fine. I'm on top, baby. I won't stop. All right. So that's that NFT. And I also earlier in the day bought number 218. Let's check this one out. It's a cool concept and I support it. A lot of the funds go towards supporting independent musicians, and I'm all about supporting independent musicians. I always have been. I've been an independent musician myself here in Austin, playing all around Austin and Texas with my old band Lasers with a Z at the end. And we were terrible. We had a pretty decent little following, you know, with a bunch of skateboarders and stuff like that. And if we had NFTs at the time, I probably would have jumped on that bandwagon and made some NFTs, and specifically audio NFTs, because I'm that type of guy. I'm waiting for, what are these? The Smiles servers, all these dudes with skateboards, that meme. How do you do, fellow kids? So I'm waiting for this one to load here. Load. So Hip Hop Heads. So the project Let's check it out. Let's read something about. So you've heard of the Louis RIP ILB collection. I have not. Smash the cypher scene. Turn up the metaverse with the unrivaled energy as an MC. And that's just the beginning. Hip hop. And this guy, he definitely has. He's a hype master. I'll play a little clip. Each token comes with non-exclusive commercial rights, a usage license for the song that it plays. But holding 10 or more will unlock the license for all 10 songs on the album. The value doesn't stop there. Louis is building a community of artists of all kinds and rewarding collectors that bring artists to the space. These rewards will come directly from the community wallet, funded 16% of all initial and secondary sales. So they'll come directly from the community wallet. They'll be created after the initial sale sells out. Funds will be used to reward active holders and pay resident artists voted in by the community. Holders will have direct access to collaborate with resident HHH artists, the hip hop heads, at a discounted price, among other benefits further detailed in the roadmap. So yeah, tickets to live performance, voting rights, commercial rights, physical merch, unlockable content, and community parties and giveaways. There's a roadmap, there's a team. I mean, it's interesting. To check all this out and what they're doing. So there's an explainer video. I'm not going to play it right now. But so requirements, download the beat. So there's a Hip Hop Heads challenge. It's a slice of what the community will see when the community wall is created. The challenge is meant to find and celebrate a new artist in the NFT space and turn them into the first resident Hip Hop Head artist with the community, which the community will vote on. After 1 week from launch, the winner of the challenge will win 1% of the revenue generated from initial sales. That's over 1.5 ETH if we sell out. Along with that sweet, sweet ETH, the winning artist will be featured on the official remix of Louis' song, Hip Hop Heads, to be released on streaming services. The artist will collect royalties from the streams in addition to having their submission featured on our website. So, yeah, and here's some of the artists. I mean, it's some really cool stuff. I love what they're doing with music and about artists sitting around and not sitting around, like taking action and taking control of their own destiny, because they've been squashed down by record labels for so long. And it's good to see artists doing something like that for themselves. So I'm trying to pull up this other NFT. OpenSea's kind of slugging on me. So maybe it will pull up, maybe it will not. All right, loading. There is the other one right here, and that was the original one I bought.
It's Louis, baby.
Louis, baby. Louis, baby.
And you are now rapping.
We're now rapping
the Boom Pap King.
Boom, Pap King.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's all I need to be, and I like to be me, boy.
So, the beat is part of the NFT, and then she has certain characteristics as far as her NFT computer-generated drawing with the dread and the braid, the cap, and stuff like that. Really cool stuff, interesting way to approach music, like I said. So anyway, yeah, it was entertaining yesterday to sit and if you see my Twitter feed right here, my Twitter feed just was just kind of splattered with all this stuff because, you know, they were doing giveaways and drawings drawings of people's wallet addresses and submissions in order to be able to win NFTs and stuff. I didn't win anything, but I did restream it live on my computer. So as you can see here, I'll fast forward. He was playing music, rapping live.
Gentlemen, people of all ages,
rollers of all sizes. Yeah, and he was kind of hyping up, getting people to donate and buy rainbow rolls and buy his NFT and to give it to Io as well. And people were just posting all different types of gifts all night. It really felt like you were there, part of, you know, in real life. Yeah. So.
Intro, it'll be an outro, but you will be minting a piece of a song. You will get the non-exclusive commercial rights usage license.
Okay, so here's where he shills his project.
These audio traits were cut up from the 10 songs that were on the album. We made 33 audio traits out of it. Variaki, we got a hot mic here. I hit him with the server mute. I hit him with the server mute. Shout out NHA. File picture as it, and he owns one of the NFTs. So, anyway. With this NFT, you've got audio traits, you've got visual traits. Shout out Cher showing off his hip hop heads. If you got hip hop heads, show them off, baby. If you got hip hop heads, show them off. And I also should say this. If I see three hip hop heads minted in the next 5 minutes,
Wait. That's when he was giving his spiel on his own project. And the guy is quite a salesman, I got to say. You know, from salesman to salesman, that guy's a salesman, you know? Or, so, yeah. Interesting. So, yeah, I mean, it was totally fun. And that's what it's all about in my eyes in this crypto world, is it has to stay fun. And I got to hand it, you know, to the Doge people. Regardless of what has happened to Doge and even the founder, Jackson Palmer and Billy Marcus, Jackson Palmer can't stand the way that Doge has gone. But it started out as a way to poke fun at all the bro-bra libertarians that were sitting there taking it way too seriously and turning it into some big money-making thing and stuff like that instead of fun, you know, because that's what crypto a lot of times should be. It should remain fun. I did the whole Spotify thing, you know, every single year right around December, you get that your year in Spotify. Well, my top five podcasts that I've been listening to, not surprisingly, are Bankless, of course, the history of Byzantium and the history of Rome. They go together. The history of Rome first, listen to that one, then the history of Byzantium. They're both almost 200. History of Byzantium is like 400 episodes long. This one's like 287 or something. Then the Robert Breedlove What Is Money show. And then I've been listening to this, The Eastern Border, and it talks about the whole. This narrator Christoph Andresen's. He's really good, and he's some young cat, and he's sitting there talking about communism, and he grew up in Latvia, and he just provides a little comedy spin on the whole. Narration of communist Russia. And it's really fun and interesting to listen to, and especially when you put it into context of everything that's happening right now in our world. So a lot of the same tactics and principles and concepts of whenever Soviet Russia was around, trying to always highlight this carrot on the stick of this utopia that would come about if you only, you know, help out your comrade, right? Mother Russia. I don't know, man. But you see a lot of the same stuff happening. I don't know how I digressed on that. But anyway, yeah, as you can see, my whole Twitter page is just, you know, rainbow rolls and hip hop heads and, you know, giveth.io. So, yeah. Anyway, speaking of which, people that are trying to break off on their own into DAOs and into the crypto space, and they're leaving corporate life and stuff like that, and they're trying to go bankless, and they're trying to do things in a completely independent way. Part of the reason that we stick around with our corporate jobs and what we do is not necessarily because of the pay. You know, I can't say that I've gotten, you know, that I have amazing pay at my job either. But the benefits, I mean, even my health insurance is not that great. I mean, it's got like that $2,500 high deductible and stuff. So I have to pay out of pocket $2,500 before my health insurance actually kicks in. But I do have an HSA account that's donated, that's pulled out of my paycheck, basically. So every week I'm sitting here paying towards my HSA account. But I mean, it's still the 401k. The company matches me 100% on my 401k up to $104. You know, I get my paid vacation time, you know, and it's just stable money. It's a reliable paycheck that I can rely on every single week and not have to sit there and worry about whether or not, you know, I can complete some job. You know, all I got to do is just go down to my job and be a warm body there sometimes even. Of course, I got to do my job, but, you know, but the thing is it's stable. It has benefits, and that's why people stay with their corporate jobs. But if you do want to go full DAO and you do want to make that jump into the crypto space 100% and not work for a company, and you're worried about benefits, well, now there's kind of an answer for that. So check this out. Let's see here. Bankless DAO is partnering up with Opolis, and I'm trying to find where I had that pulled up. I think here it is, the Opolis, connectopolis.co/bankless-blitz. All right, so join the Opolis Employment Commons, reap the rewards, experience the future. Special bonus for the Bankless Nation. So if you are part of the Bankless DAO or the Bankless Inner Circle, I believe, which is a subscriber to the Bankless newsletter, Get 1,000 work tokens and 1,000 bank tokens when you join Opolis by January 1st, 2022. Now, I don't know if this will apply to me. I mean, this is supposed to be full-time DAO members, but what exactly, there's been a question raised lately. What exactly is a full-time DAO member? What does it mean to be a full-time DAO member? Does that mean you're putting in 40 hours a week? Does that mean you are 100% DAO income reliant? Does that mean you don't have a corporate job and you're 100% working in a DAO, whether that be 10 hours or 80 hours a week? I don't know. There's no real concrete decision idea about what that means. So, I mean, I'm working pretty much, I mean, I don't know. I would say 40 hours a week into crypto. I mean, because I sit there and wake up at the butt crack of dawn, well before dawn. I do this show every single day, all day. I have Discord open, and a lot of times in my ear while I'm doing other work, I'm sitting here attending and taking part in DAO meetings and community calls. And then after work, after I get the kids to bed, sometimes at night I'll come down and do stuff for DAOs, like create video edits and sound engineering and stuff like that, audio editing. So I'm always doing stuff for DAOs. I feel like I put in 40 hours a week in DAO work as well, on top of my job. So does that make me qualify for Opolis? I don't know. But anyway, payroll and benefits built for you. Opolis is a member-owned digital employment cooperative and offering payroll and high-quality affordable benefits, health insurance, retirement plans, and more. So it offers that to independent workers, freelancers, digital nomads, solopreneurs, and sole practitioners. With Opolis, you don't have to worry about tax withholdings or compliance. We handle that for you so you can focus on your clients, not your relationship with the government. And it's like the bigger our government gets, the more they kind of want in and like push themselves on you. It's like you're sitting there in a subway. And there's some really big dude and big old hairy dude next to you. And then the subway is kind of going around a corner. And then he doesn't have a, because everybody's crammed in there like sardines. And he doesn't have a hold on one of those on the bar. So he's sitting there leaning all on you and like breathing down your neck. And you're trying to like not get his spit in your coffee and stuff like that. It's kind of how I feel like, the bigger the government gets, the more you have to have like some kind of forced relationship with them in a way that it's kind of like leaning on you. With Opolis, you don't have to worry about tax withholding or compliance. We handle that so you can focus on your clients, not your relationship with the government. As a member, you are also an owner of the cooperative and share in the future profits of the network. Our members enjoy an average of 20 to 50% savings on top rated national group health insurance. Self-sovereign portable employment, and the W-2 pay stubs from a Colorado cooperative. So that's rad. And tokenized rewards, consumption, staking, and referrals. Fund payroll in stable coins and digital currencies without centralized exchanges. So you can get paid. I don't really know how they do that. It's interesting. So receive paychecks in fiat and whitelisted digital currencies. So whenever somebody, I guess, is paying you for a job, do they really pay Opolis, and how does that work? And then Opolis goes and processes all that through and does the W-2 and pay stubs for you and takes care of the taxes. And what do they do? Do they average that out per week and give you a weekly paycheck so it's something that you can depend on? I guess that's a reason to talk to them about it and to try to figure this stuff out. But these are just my questions. So, 5 reasons to join the Opolis Employment Commons. 1, power in numbers. Save money and time by accessing group employment benefits and services you need and probably already paid too much for, right? 2, employment cooperatives are the future of work. So, portable, borderless employment, own your work, life, and never lose your benefits. 3, streamlined access to crypto payroll and DeFi. Get paid in fiat and whitelisted digital currencies. 4, be an owner and share in the profits. Global payroll is over $50 trillion. Imagine what a worldwide public utility cooperative for employment would be worth at 5% of that volume. So 5% at 50 trillion, that's a lot of trillion. That's still more than the crypto, which is what, $2.7 trillion, the crypto market cap. Earn rewards and governance power, 5. Consumption, staking, and referral reward tokens for your contributing to building the Opolis Employment Commons. So this is all, our legacy corporate and government structures are geographically bound. And as we see, and as I've talked about in the past few days, law is having a hard time keeping up with technology. And same thing with governance is having a geographical governance is having a hard time keeping up with technology, because technology is now transcending geographical borders, especially with the dawn and the birth of the metaverse coming around. And people are going to be full-time working for companies that may be overseas companies. So how do they handle those type of payroll situations? So yeah, something like this is I believe, extremely relevant right now. So here's just some testimonials. Why members love Opolis. Opolis opens up a whole new world for people working for themselves. Katie, employee member. So then I now have the freedom and flexibility to choose how I choose without having to worry about the typical challenges of being independent, says Spencer. And then the quality and affordability of benefits make me feel like I'm working for a large company, even though I'm still self-employed. So yeah, why do people work for large companies? Well, it's security, it's benefits. Sometimes it's bragging rights. You know, people at the beginning of their careers at least like to say, "Well, I work for Facebook," you know, because it sounds all big. Admit it, that's why you do it. So let's see here. So let's go to their website. They tell you, what is Opolis in the etymology? It's opportunity in polis, which means. I thought it meant city or community. So, opportunity in the community. And then semiotics, the logo means golden ratio and all that garbly goop. So anyway, it talks about the work token. The Opolis Employment Commons is designed for a future that is based in stakeholder capitalism. Members are aligned with and incentivized towards a shared purpose, a next generation digital employment cooperative providing payroll, benefits, and shared services for an independent worker. Work rewards are a unit of account for patronage distributions for commons members as well as determining the voting power of employee members. And so they have an entire work paper instead of a white paper. Work paper covers the tokenomics, and they do have a white paper here as well. In their white paper, here's a little snippet that I highlighted. The full realization of Opolis will be built through evolution, not revolution. While many projects in the blockchain technology and Web3 sector are promoting highly futuristic projects, products, and ecosystems, most of these projects, in Opolis' view, will have difficulty achieving user adoption due to user experience design and UX problems. User experience design problems and the impracticality of full decentralization in complex industries. So we sit there and dream up this pipe dream of full decentralization and what that looked like. What looks like, just in the same way that we did with communism, right? But it is practically impossible to achieve on a practical level. So current UX systems in place are very complicated for the average user, requiring them to become familiar with entirely new processes and unfamiliar requirements. Opolis has chosen to take a more pragmatic, evolutionary approach to the decentralization of employment. Opolis's strategy is to build a bridge to the future and not attempt to build a fully decentralized solution from the beginning. In the world of employment, it would be unrealistic, if not impossible, to accomplish, given the compliance requirements and the complexity of systems required to incorporate an all-in strategy. So then they talk about decentralized employment organizations, DEOs. Which are currently the most prominent example of a decentralized organization, lack legal standing in the analog world of U.S. jurisprudence. From a legal perspective, this is relevant because without recognized legal status, limited liability protection offered to other legal forms is lacking, thus exposing stakeholders to personal liability. So an LLC is a corporation, a limited liability corporation. And in an LLC, if that business makes a terrible decision, you, as the holder or an employee of the LLC or, the holder of the LLC, you're not personally liable for your company's stupid mistakes or bad behavior. So with the DAOs right now do not have that type of LLC status. So you're exposing the people that hold the stakeholders in that DAO to personal liability in case things go south, right? I don't know a whole lot about law and business. I'm trying to figure it out as I go along, but this is what I'm gathering. So additionally, if DAOs are construed as general partnerships, token holders may owe a fiduciary duty to each other, which could also potentially result in unlimited personal liability. Also to note, when users earn or receive value from a DAO, there's no corresponding support system to address legal and tax compliance. This becomes especially tedious for organizations and employees navigating multinational requirements. So yeah, as I talked to you, all the geographic locale and stuff like that becomes a problem. Then there's KYC and AML compliance as well. But anyway, this white paper is pretty good, and it goes through everything. I'm out of time, but if you get a chance, I'll link this white paper in the video description. Opolis really covers a whole lot of this, the ins and outs of this. So it's called the Next Generation Employment Ecosystem for the Self-Sovereign Worker, because in a way, corporations, if DAOs continue to advance the way that they have, will supplant corporations, and everybody will be these self-sovereign autonomous economic agents in a way. Companies and employment will look very different. And Opolis, to me, seems to be a first mover in this whole new way to do, to be an employee or an employer and stuff like that. So interesting. And then if you're part of the Bankless DAO, like I mentioned at the beginning, you can earn some benefits and earn 1,000 bank and get 1,000 work and stuff like that. And by enrolling by January 1st. So right here, all you have to do is just chat with a membership steward. And I don't really know. I haven't chatted with a membership steward, but maybe I will and just find out more. All right. That being said, I got to go about my day. I got to get on to work at 6:03 in the morning, and I still have to upload this. I upload it to YouTube, Odyssey, BitChute. I put the video on float.app on Twitter. And then I also have been uploading to Spotify. So I am on Spotify now. If you have a podcast account on Google Play or Spotify or Amazon Alexa, I'm in Amazon Alexa, and then on Pandora, Last FM. The only one I don't have right now is Apple Podcasts, because for some reason it's not allowing me to activate my, I don't know, it's a pain in the butt. But everything else, I'm on there, and I have like 16 episodes up on Spotify right now. So go check that out and follow me on Spotify. I really want to grow that Spotify account. And it's a better audio quality version because I run it through my audio processing programs and my DAWs. And the audio quality is really good, I think. So it should sound a lot better for your commute. So you don't have to sit there and hold open a YouTube on your commute. All right. Well, that being said, I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and I'll have a whole other slew of stuff to talk about like I always do. Tomorrow's Friday, too. So Thursday, Thunder, and then Friday is Friday. So, all right. Well, yeah. All right.